Yo, yo, yo. If you're hearing the sounds of Mexican radio, it means it's time for another episode of Budget Nature Adventures. My name's Tobe. I'm the leader of this expedition, and I'm getting out of the car. I got my keys, I got my coat, and here we are. Where are we? Well, if you had to guess, and you said Herrenhaven, you'd be right. It's another lovely day. It's almost 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Yes, in the middle of February when it should be, 10 degrees. But it's a lovely warm day. All the snow melted that was still here yesterday. And now everything is just sort of wet, damp. And I'm trying to avoid the mud, because it took 24 hours, but I did finally manage to get my shoes dried. And blah, blah, blah. It's overcast, so it's amazing that it's this warm and not sunny. But I guess the clouds are holding the heat in. And I'm looking for tracks, but since there's no more snow, I can't find any tracks. For a minute there, I thought I smelled something. Did I smell my fox, dude? I may have. Okay, so I did actually remember to bring my camera today. So I've got my camera. That may or may not help us find some dudes. But we'll find out. I'm thinking, geez, it doesn't seem as warm as it is. It's a little breezy today, but not too bad. And like I said, it's overcast, so I don't have to wear my sunglasses, which is good. That means I'm not getting a headache from squinting all the time. We should probably set my camera correctly. Oh yeah, it's good. Oh, the flash is on. I should put the flash on automatic. There we go. And now we're ready in case any dudes run across our path. Because we're looking for dudes. There's nobody here today. It kind of surprised me. Once the weather gets warm, people start showing up here at Herrenhaven. But I got lucky. There's nobody here right now. I'm here a little bit late. I would have come earlier, but I had some stuff to do, namely watch football. And now I'm kind of wondering, if there's no sun, I wonder if we can walk out onto the ice today, or will it just be slushy tops like yesterday, and we don't want to get soaking wet feet. My feet are nice and dry right now and pretty warm. I'm happy about that. And as I come around this path here and look into the sub pond, there's two geese. I'm not close enough to see if one of them is Reina or not. But no, the ice looks too slushy. The ice is too slushy. Well, it's too slushy right here. How's it out there? We're not going to find out. It looks like it could be wet and slushy. All right, so let's head out onto the boardwalk. And oh my god, I can actually see. I can see out onto the main pond. And there's tons of geese. Tons of geese right here, right up against the edge of the pond on the ice. And I think I'm spooking them a little bit. Yeah, they're all sort of walking away from me. I'm now on the boardwalk. Yeah. Oh, man. There's 100 goosers out here. Or more. And I can hear them all walking on the ice. Which is all slushy. And so it's making a crunchy sound. It's crunch, 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 crunch. Hi, goosers. Look at all these geese. Oh, and look at this. Here's footprints in the slush. Those look like, it's hard to tell, but I'm guessing raccoon. Wow. Hi, goosers. Look at all these geese out here. And there's lots of goose poops on the boardwalk, so it's pretty goosey around here today. Oh, there's gooses over there. There's gooses over here. Look at all these guys. They're all just walking around on the ice thinking, hey, isn't this supposed to be a pond where we like to go swimming? And I want to tell them, yeah, normally, but it's still winter. Look at all these guys. Oh, they're so funny. I'm also scanning the banks. The banks of the pond, looking for our mammal friends. And I can hear some geese freaking out back in the sub pond for some reason or another, having some kind of goosey confrontation. But I'm walking out to the end of the boardwalk now. Still tons of geese out here, just hanging around. Oh yeah, and I can see over in the other part of the pond now. The ice has receded a great deal, which is why they're all, you know, over on this side. But yeah, there's still hundreds of geese out there. I can see some taking baths and splashing around. And oh, look, there's some mallards. I see some mallards right up here close to me. So we got lots of waterfowl fowling around, doing their goosey stuff. Okay, so I'm heading back now. I'm looking down onto the ice for more footprints. Lots of goose footprints in the slush. Lots of goose poops. And when you're tracking animals, that's what you're looking for the most. You're looking for footprints and poops. Okay, yeah, see some honking action out here now. Honkity honk. Honkity honk, hi. Crunch, crunch, crunch. When they all walk, it sounds funny. It sounds like, I don't know, a bunch of people walking on bubble wrap. But, you know, the kind of bubble wrap that has the little bubbles. So they kind of go snap, snap, instead of pop, pop. So, you know, that's probably fun for geese. Because otherwise, you know, how are geese going to make noise when they walk? You can't put them on bubble wrap. They're not heavy enough to pop the bubbles. I don't know that for a fact. That is pure speculation on my part. But maybe we should try it. Maybe we should get some different sizes of bubble wrap and march a herd of geese across it. See if they pop any of the bubbles. I would do that. I have access to a herd of geese. And I do have some bubble wrap. Hey, there's some geese back here in the reeds. Hi, I see you guys. Hello. There's three of them hiding back here. Oh, that's so funny. Now, what are these guys all honking about over here? What is going on back here in the sub pond? Yeah, there's five geese. Are they... And there's a couple of them chasing some others around. Yeah, and you can hear that guy. He's going honk, honk, honk. He's trying to get another goose off of his turf. Uh-oh. Yeah, now they're... now they're dive bombing each other. There's this one goose running. Oh, here comes another one. Yeah, now they're charging each other. It's pretty funny. And they can't run very fast on the ice, so they do this funny sort of waddle. And then they try to stop and they slide a little bit. And so it's a ridiculous show. Oh, I'm entertained now. This is so funny. They're just chasing each other around, being all dorks. And chasing each other under the fallen trees. And, uh-oh, now they're running this way. I'm not a threat because I'm dressed just like a goose. I got my black pants on, just like their black legs. And I have my gray coat on. Just like their gray coat, and I have my black hat on just like their black hats. These guys are running right towards me now. And one guy's starting to charge. This guy's gonna come right up to me. He's now 10 meters away. Yeah, what are you guys doing? Are you gonna be my goosey honks? And some other people have shown up. Some people just walked across the land bridge. Yeah, what are you guys doing? Uh-oh, here comes... That's Raina! Raina, my favorite banded goose who lives here. She's chasing these guys towards me. You can hear her honking. That's her. Yeah, what are you guys doing? What are you doing? Yeah, you want to be my buddy? These guys are 4 meters away. There's two geese. They just decided to come up and see what I'm doing. I could probably step out on the ice and play with them. You guys want to play some goose games? You want to play goose games with me? I'm going to walk down there. Ugh. Oh, yes. Hello. I am now 2 meters away from this goose. I could probably reach down and pet him. Oh, here comes Raina. Uh-oh. These guys just got charged. And they're still being chased. They just went right past me. Raina's got her head down. She's chased him up onto the land and onto the path. Yeah. That's Raina honking it up. Oh, here's this guy's trying to sneak up behind me. I see you. You're a very sneaky goose. And now Raina and her mate are now chasing this other guy. They're going to run over here and chase him away. This is happening like 3 meters away from me. Hi. Yeah, go get him. Yeah, go chase his butt off of the ice. Yeah, get him out of here. And now these guys are behind me trying to figure out if they want to get back on the ice, but I'm blocking their passage. Come on. Come on, you clowns. Okay. Is the action dying down around here? Maybe I should move up here so these guys can get back on the ice if they want. I'll move over here. The ice isn't too bad right here. It's a little wet, but it's not slushy. Okay, so I'm standing on the ice still in the sub pond, and all this goose action is transpiring around me. Are these guys going to come back on? You guys can come back on the ice if you want. These two geese on the path, they can't decide whether or not to come back out on the ice or to walk up the path to the boardwalk. But those geese in the reeds are giving them the honks now too, and so I'm going to walk into the sub pond. I'm on the ice. Is it slushy over here? Well, it's actually not too bad. Okay. Yeah, and so now Raina and her mate are walking away going, "Hey, why are you out on the ice with us?" Because I'm a goose too. Yeah, we're goosers. We're all just a bunch of geese hanging around here. The ice surface isn't bad at all. It's not slushy. Because no sun. Alright. So here I am standing out in the middle of the ice again, looking down into Turtle Bay to see if that mink is around here. I'm seeing some... Oh, these are old footprints. Where's the other good footprints at? Oh, here. Very interesting. I don't know what's going on around here, but these quacky goosers are being all honkadonkers. Oh, and you know what else I just remembered? I brought my duck call. So maybe I need to talk to these geeks and tell them everything's cool. That's me doing my duck call. And Raina just turned and looked at me. She's looking at me like, "What are you doing?" Yeah, and they're all stopped. They all stopped honking. And they're all like, "What are you doing? What is that noise? What is that you're saying? We don't speak duck. We are geese. Where's your goose call?" I don't have a goose call. But maybe I should get one. Alright, so should I be looking for my mink buddy? Where's my mink? I would go over there to where he went the other day, but that now Raina is guarding that bit of land across the water there. Oh, these people are now going to scare my goose buddies who were on the path back onto the ice. They walked into the interior and they came back. Now these people are heading out to the boardwalk. Oh, and they're taking pictures of the geese. Uh-oh. And now since they chased the geese back onto the ice, Raina and her mate have come to chase them back off. Oh, we got some goose air-to-air combat. Oh, yes. Uh-oh. And here comes this guy. Go get him. Get your ass over there. Come on. Go get some. This one solitary goose, who I'm now kind of following, is running. And Raina and her mate are still arguing with that other pair. Yeah, go get them. Go get them. So now I'm walking with this other goose, and we're walking over to the part where this other action is happening. Yeah. Raina and her mate. Her original mate was Goose Hiddink. I don't know who this other goose is now, but it's not, go, come on, you need to go over there. Go get some actions. Okay, yep, now they're chasing these guys back. And there's Raina. They're coming right by me. Yeah, you get them. You chase them out of here. Yeah, go get some. Maybe you can hear their feet as they slap by. And that's Raina doing rah. Rah. Yeah, go get them. Oh, there's another goose chase on. And being as these are wild geese, it's a wild goose chase. I'm involved in a wild goose chase. I'm a innocent bystander in a wild goose chase. And they got chased to the other side of the sub pond now. And oh, they're raising a racket again. Oh, I'm having too much fun watching this goose action. Oh, am I the only person in the world who thinks this is funny? Probably. Some people just don't appreciate good goose humor. Okay, so maybe we should walk back and get off the ice here and get back onto the path. I will say goodbye to my goosey friends with my duck call. My goose call, or my duck call, is a little messed up. Is the reed stuck? Who knows? Alright, so the duck call goes back into my pocket, and with my free hand, I reacquire my camera. Maybe I should have taken some pictures of some of that goose combat. I don't know. If you've seen one goose combat, you've seen them all. Too bad I don't have my video camera. We could have gotten some of that humor on vid. Alright, so over the land bridge we go. And looking over into the billabong, I see lots of wet ice. And I don't see any dudes. What are we looking for today? Minks and scrats, little rodenty type guys who might be running around doing fun stuff. But you never know. You never know what you're going to get here at Harenhaven. It's always a fun time. Ow, that was my wrist. And now I'm sort of rounding Turtle Bay, looking down into here, looking for that mink, because this is where we found him the other day. But minks do get around, so he could be anywhere, really. It's 1948 UTC. You're listening to Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and this is Budget Nature Expeditions. We're out on an expedition today looking for minks. Minks and foxes and muskrats and anything else we can find. But pretty much all we're running into these today is geese. Canada geese. And as usual, I'm dressed just like one. Which is why they're friendly to me. Because they think, oh, there's our friend. Our big, tall, goosey friend. Who got no wings. And that's why you should always dress like a goose. That way, gooses don't hassle you. And that's why you should always dress like a marmot. I don't normally dress like a marmot, but I was thinking about getting some marmot ears. You've seen those headbands that people have. You know, if you like cat girls, you know, cat girls always have the cat ears. I want marmot ears. And that way, I can hang out with marmots and they think I'm one of them. And there's lots of tricks to making marmots think you're one of them. And that's mostly, you know, pretend to eat stuff when they're looking at you. Pretend to eat grass and leaves when they're looking at you. Oh, wow, look at this. I'm in the turtle reproduction pond. I'm not in it. I'm standing on the footbridge. that overlooks it. There's a lot of geese back here, but even more ducks. Lots of mallards. And the ice has receded. It's only about 15 or 20% covered with ice. The rest of it is open water. And everybody's swimming around and having a good time. And there's a lot of mallards. Lots of ducks. Lots of ducks. They're so happy. Look at all these guys. Doo-doo-doo. I can hear them quacking. Mallards make this quack sound. They make a rant, rant, rant. Kind of like, oh, you can hear them. Quack, 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 quack. I can hear them. I don't know if you can hear them. There's some goose action out happening in the main area. Let's go to the big blind and take a look out there and see what's going on. Yep. There's geese swimming around. A lot of geezers swimming around, having a good time. The ice is really, really pushed back. And there's lots of geese out on Goose Island. Okay, into the big blind we go. Check for marmots, because yes, sometimes you can get marmots in here. Oh yeah, and there's a whole bunch of geese out on the delta. There's geese all the way around the rim of the pond. There's ducks, and there's, I can hear a kingfisher going brrr, or whatever that, yeah, he's loud as hell. Lots of geese on Goose Island and ducks out there. And a few hundred more geese just hanging around on the ice shelf that is now way, way out there. Listen to all those honking honkers. Honk, honk, honk. We're the geese. Do, 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 do. And they're splashing around, having a good time. Okay. Well, that's fun. Let's go up on the loop. Let's take the loop path. See what we can find. You never know what we're going to find in the loop. And while we're up here on the loop, we can look down into the ravine. Maybe find our turkeys. Where's our turkeys? We haven't seen any turkeys in a few days. I was looking for them when I was driving over here, thinking they might be hanging out in some people's yards. But I did not see any. I thought I smelled something, but maybe not. Alright, so as I get up here on the hill, I can start to see down into the ravine. And it doesn't look like there's much of anything going on down in the ravine. It's hard to tell sometimes. Wait, I heard something moving around. Who's down there? Is it just a bird? Is it one of my turkeys? Is it a dude? It's a little early to be seeing deer, but then again, things around here, they don't adhere to seasons. I've seen deer here in the middle of the winter. Wait, what is, I can hear it, but I cannot see it. Who that noise is making? I don't know. All right. So we'll continue up the hill on the loop path. Looking around. Thought I heard something again. Maybe I'm just imagining things. Maybe I just want to hear things so badly that my ears are playing tricks on me. Alright, so here's the end of the loop path. I'm at the top of the hill. Ooh, this looks muddy. I don't want to step in mud. I just kind of go around it here. It's not that I have anything against mud. Mud is good. Mud is good for our society. You can make stuff out of mud. You can make houses out of mud. You can make ceramics out of mud. That used to drive my ceramics teacher crazy. When I was in college, I took a ceramics class, and that was fun. And oh, here's more people. They're going to cross in front of me on the main path. And whenever I would call the clay mud, he would get mad. It's not mud. Give me some mud, Henry. That was his name, Henry Cerenko. And he is a ceramics guy. He's a pretty big, famous potter around here. And now I'm getting back onto the main path as these people go out to the big blind, and I'm going back out, heading out. Back on the path, looking at the geezers who are running around in the turtle pond. Doodly-doo. Okay, so now my nose is starting to go. Reach into my pocket, get my handy Kleenex. Everywhere I go, gotta carry around napkins and Kleenexes. Facial tissues for me. What is that up there on the ledge? Oh no, it's just a stick sticking up. I thought it was a dude. I should have known it's not a dude. Because we don't find a lot of dudes in the winter, but we look for them anyway. Alright, maybe we'll see something up here. I'm rounding Turtle Bay again. Looking down along the edges of the ice. Looking for scrats or minks or something. Anything. Not seeing any dudes. That's okay. Because there's still some geese over here. Oh my god, now we're about to run into some more people. And here's some more people. Here's the gaggle of middle-aged ladies making so much noise. It's a good thing we're leaving. Man, there's now, other than me, that there are now 7 people here. Oh my god, and we're coming up to some other ones. One of them's a little kid with a dad. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Hey.
Hello.
Oh, he's having fun. There are now 10 people here, not including myself. Good thing I'm leaving. I must have got here at just the right time. Oh boy. Well, at least I got to see some fun gooser action. But now all these people are just gonna scare all the dudes away. And I, you know, I knew there was gonna be people here today. That's why I was so surprised when there wasn't. Alright, so I'm just about to walk out of the forest in about 8 more steps. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and I'm out of the forest. Looking into the dragonfly pond, the ice is melting, it looks very wet. Looking back behind the bocage, I don't see much of anything going on. I'm trying to avoid some mud, and only being moderately successful. As I approach the shed, can't tell if there's anything under the shed or not because can't see any tracks. I wish I could, but I can't. Who am I? I know that's what you're thinking. Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. If it's another warm day, we'll be outside having budget nature expeditions. If it's cold, we'll stay indoors. It occurs to me I need to get some gasoline for my car. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 cars here other than mine. But here I am. Now it's time for me to go bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.